The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis has a whole back and forth of bedikas that a lady does, both in the olden days in terms of tyrus and nowadays in order to be together with her husband. And the maskana of the Gemara, Pashtus, at the very end of David Beis, the end of our parak, the first parak of Nida, is that kol labayla laboy bedika. As long as this does not pertain to Tyrus, which is the case nowadays, that we're not careful in telling a Tyra, and does not pertain to Tyrus, only pertains to her being together with her husband, loy boy bedika. A lady does not have to do a bedika before and after she's together with her husband. There's no reason to be concerned that she's going to see dam now, as we've had in the previous blot in this parak, that when there's a time of a vest, then the husband and wife cannot be together because we're afraid that she's going to see at this time. But if it's not the time of a vest, there's no reason to be concerned, and there's no reason why she has to do bedikah before she is together with her husband or afterwards. The Gemara says, the Amar Abzeir, Amar Abar Yirbi, Amar Shmuel, each in a vest, the lady does not have a vest kavua, she does not have an exact time she sees. So we're just guessing when she's going to see. We have vest she'en kavua on the bainness, but we're really not sure when she's going to see. Asur l'shamash ashativdik. She's not allowed to be together with her husband unless she does a bedikah first, an internal inspection first. The kimlo we said about sukkah b'tyrus. That's only by a lady who keeps tyrus. She's careful in truma tyrus. She's involved in tyrus, like they were in the olden days. They had truma, they had kachem, and even without that, they were nizer and tyra. So those ladies had to do a bedikah before they were together with their husband. But nowadays, that does not pertain to tyrus. We're not careful in these things. We don't have truma and tyrus so much nowadays. So the mere fact that she wants to be together with her husband is not a reason why she be required to do a bedikah. Because even though she does not have a vest kavua, she does not have a fixed time every month in which she sees, it varies from month to month. She might see now and then 27 days from now, and then 32 days later, and then 28 days after that, it jumps back and forth. It does not make a difference. There's no reason to do a bedikah nowadays. The Gemara has a steer in members of Shmuel. The Gemara says, Ma de masni ho, loy masni ho. But the way Rashi and Tosfos explain the Gemara, according to the simple explanation of the Gemara, this klal, this rule, it blibes, it remains, it comes out lamaisa, the kol, abayla, anytime it's just a question of being together with her husband, loy boy, bedikah, she does not have to do bedikah in our times that we don't keep tumma and tyra. This is the posh pshan of the Gemara, how Rashi and Tosfos learn, the Ravid learns like that, the Rashba goes like this. If you look in the Rosh in the back of the Rosh personally learned the Gemara this as well. However, there is the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, who had a different Pshat in this Gemara, without going to the details of how Rabbeinu Chananel structured the Gemara, that it came out differently. Rabbeinu Chananel is of the opinion that the Halacha and the Maskana which comes out from the Gemara is that lady does not have a Vest Kavua, which is most of our ladies nowadays, who do not have an exact time when they see. But anytime they want to be together with the husband and wife, they have to do a Bedikah before they are together. Bedikah l'fnei Tashmish. The Rambam asks like this, in Perek Dal Milchusir B'i Halacha Tazayin, as we mentioned, the Ravid argues. The Rosh also, though his personal opinion is like Rashi and Tosfos, unlike the Ravid, that there's no reason to do this bedikah. The Pashup Shad the Gemara is like Rashi. However, he says that there's the Mol Libo, he didn't have the confidence to make a connected to Ben Chananel. Ben Chananel, the Rishonim had tremendous derech eretz for, is called Dvar Divi Kabbalah, almost as if he passed and everything with Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, the Rosh said that we don't have the confidence to make to be lenient, connected to the opinion of Ben Chananel. It would then come out of the opinion of the Rambam, as well as Halach L'Maiso comes out from the Rosh, that he goes with the Ben Chananel, is that a lady who does not have a Vest Kavua, which is most of our ladies nowadays, always have to do B'dikol Fnei Tashmish, which would come out a tremendous Chumrah in Halach L'Maiso. Truma Sadeshan, who's a late Ashkenaz Rishon, he modifies this a little bit and he explains that does not mean that they always have to do a bedikah. It means when it gets close to the part of the month that she's liable to see, when you get near like, the danger zone of the month where it's a risk, there's a possibility that she'll see, she sometimes sees by then, so then you always have to do a bedikah before Tashmish. For example, let's say there's a lady who sometimes has a 27-day cycle, sometimes 29, 30, 31, somewhere in that area, that's her range. But 27 is the smallest her cycle ever goes. The way the Truma Sadeshan explains the opinion of Ben Chananel, of the Rambam and the Rosh, is that before 27, before you hit a flag of 27, there would be no reason to do a bedikah. However, once you hit 27, even if it's personally not a vest that month, because the previous month she saw 29, or 30 or something else, or 28, since you got up to the point in the month that she's capable of seeing, she might see at this point, you already have to do a bedikah of Netashmish. This is how the Truma Sadeshan explains the Shita of Ben Chananel, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rif seems to have a third shita over here. Not like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim who are lenient entirely, and not like Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam and maybe the Rosh who are machmer on this, but rather the Rif says that really a lady who does not have a Vest Kavua does not have to do bedikas. However, he says something about doing bedikas three times to prove that she's not really a machmas tashmish. The way the Ramban and Hilchos Ramban Anida explains the Rif, and this on the Ramban Paskins, What the Rif means to say is that a lady who has a vest kavua, a lady who has a fixed time that she always sees, be it she always sees a certain date of the month, she always sees on, let's say, Yud L'Chodesh, so on Yud Tishrei, Yud Chesh, and Yud Kislev, always on 10th of the month. Or a lady who has a vest kavua for Afloga, she always sees a cycle of 28 days. So now, and then 28 days, and then 28 days, and then 28 days. So we know exactly what her trigger is. We know what causes her period to come, either that day of the month, or that distance, that cycle, that interval, that aflogo. Whoever lady is not a vest kavua, we don't know exactly what her trigger is. So therefore we have to be afraid that you know it might be a trigger. Could be tashbish is a trigger. Could be being together with her husband will shake things up inside her body, whether it's the emotional connection, or it's physically what takes place. That could cause her to see right away at that point. And since this lady is not a vest kavua, we have to suspect that maybe the reason why she doesn't have a vest kavua is because before she was married, she didn't have tashbish. She didn't have a husband yet. So the dama came out at some random point around the right time of the month. But now that she's married, maybe she's going to be roya machmas tashbish. Maybe tashbish will always cause her to see when she's together with her husband at that danger zone, at that point of the month when it's possible for it to happen, when it's getting around that point that biologically it makes sense for it to have a period. And therefore the Rif, where the Rabban explains, the Rif is of the opinion that shortly after they're married, three times they have to bedikas before and after tashbish to prove that she's not roya machmas tashbish. To prove that that's not really her vest. So she does a bedikah before tashbish. This way it comes out clean. We know there's no dam here from before. Then the husband and wife are together. Then she does a bedikah afterwards and it comes out clean. And we do this test three nights in a row, so to speak, on three separate occasions, three separate nights. That proves she's not really machmas tashbish. If it would happen, chas v'shalom, that those three times they would find dam in the bedikah after tashbish, they would have to get divorced. Because apparently this husband and wife cannot be together. It's going to cause her to see dam at that time of the month, right after tashbish. This other Ramban explains the Rif. And this on the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Simikuf, Peivov, Sif Beis, there's Ali Paskens. He mentions the opinion of the Rambam and the Rosh, and they always have to do Bedika before Tashmish and after Tashmish. But he Paskens, like the Shita of the Rif, that after they get married, three times, Shalosh Palm Rishayim, the first three times they have to do Bedika before and after to prove that she's not Roya Machmas Tashmish. Assuming it comes out clean, which it probably will, so then she no longer has to do Bedikas, even though she does not have a vest kavua, we know that Tashmish is not her vest either. It's if Gimel brings the Trumas Hadeshen that says that it's only when you reach the danger zone of the month that this Shita of the Rif applies. Same with the Trumas Hadeshen says about the Rambam and the Rosh. But when it's earlier in the month, which is not all biologically to see, they don't have to worry, you don't have to do this Bedika. However, the Shach says the Rif means something else entirely. He brings the Ravid in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, written by the Ravid, Hilchos Nida. It's a very important Sefer from the Rishayim. Hilchos Nida is written by the Ravid, Sefer Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid explains the Rif entirely differently. It's talking about a lady who saw one time shortly after Tashmish. So we talk, have reason to suspect that maybe that's what's going to cause her to see. And therefore, the next three times you have to check. However, a random lady who never saw immediately after Tashmish, there's no reason to be scared and no reason to do this bedikas. Not only that, the Shach lines up that Kamal, all the Rishonim, learned the Gemara, Nalga Ben Chananel. Even the Rosh was just scared of Ben Chananel. He didn't have the places, he didn't have the confidence to pass Nalga Ben Chananel. But the way Rashi and Tais explained the Gemara, and the way the Rosh personally learned the Gemara, and many other Rishonim, there's no reason to do this bedika entirely. There's no makar for this bedika. The Rif is maybe some takeoff of a Ben Chananel, maybe some sort of a pshara, some sort of a compromise, but the Pashpash and the Gemara is like Rashi and Tosis, like the Rosh himself learned, and the Shach brings that the Dili Ashkenaz, the Geis Maimini, and the Mordechai B'Shem Eshbam, and the Ri, and the Sefer Truma, and the Smag, they all don't believe in this bedika entirely. Certainly not the bedika of Ben Chananel and the Rambam, that Isha does not have a vest, always has to do a bedika before and after Tashmish, and not even the bedika of the Rif, of doing it three times. So therefore the Shach paskins that there's no reason to do this bedika whatsoever. He says that's how Kamal the Rishayim and the Gemara, there's no reason to do this bedika, that's all the Gedolei Rishayim from Ashkenaz old, and he says that the Lamaisa Kamadumish Ken Amadabar, Kamaduma, he thinks that's the Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is not to do this bedika. All these Rishayim were a Mekel, and the Pashpash and the Gemara is to a Mekel, and he says that's the Minig Olam, is not to Imak to do this bedika. And that's how many people, unless they ever learned the sugya, needed David Beis, and learned the Rishonim, and saw about the Beit Chananel, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Rif, many people never heard of this bedikah entirely. Because we certainly don't pass like the Rambam and the Rosh, and we don't even pass like the Rif. There's no reason for anyone should ever be nervous, unless there's an individual case when they got psak from their Rav, they should be doing a bedikah before Tashmish. No reason ever to be doing this bedikah before or after. Ramosha, Negris Moshe, Erdechelik Beis, Simonai, Nei, says that Allah is like the Shach, but he says it's a good chumrah to Yamach, like the Shulchan Aruch, to do like the Rif, to do the bedikahs after you're married, three times before and after Tashmish, just to confirm that she's not really machmas Tashmish. However, in the tshuva that was printed later, in Yerdechelik Gimel Simonun, he's Mekel also like the Shach, and there he's very strong about it. He says the emes is with the Shach, the truth is like the Shach. Mitzah Adin and Mitzah Mitzis. Mitzah Adin presumably means that the Shach has a good time in the sugya, that the Pashp Shah the Gemara, and the way Rav Yishayim learned the Gemara, and the way Rav Yishayim Paskin, there's no reason to be doing this bedikas, not even the three bedikas the Rif. And And Mitzah and Mitzias, he probably means that in the olden days when most ladies had a veskavua and this lady did not have a veskavua, it was suspicious. And they thought that maybe she's Roya Machbas Tashmish. So do these bedikas to prove that she's not Roya Machbas Tashmish. Nowadays, the vast majority of our ladies do not have a veskavua. And we know, we've dealt with thousands and thousands of ladies, we know they're not Roya Machbas Tashmish. We know that Tashmish does not cause our ladies to see dam. The Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achrenim, the Biyuduch, some Sefer, the Tshuvas, they talk about these things. It's not clear, maybe in the olden days they did have such a thing, but Baruch Hashem nowadays we don't have such a phenomenon of seeing because of Tashmish. Or maybe, in many cases it was actually a Makos, internal injury inside that was causing her to see Dam after they were together. Well, they got irritated, and they didn't have any way of proving as such. They were afraid it was real Dam Nida. But nowadays, we know the facts, and we know that our ladies not see Machmas Tashmish. They don't have Eskavua. So therefore, based on that, it would seem their emotion, this layer true of feels, there's no reason to be Machmar about this whatsoever. And everyone can make it and do it like the Shach. There's no reason to do this B'dikas. I think that the Minhag HaOlam is, like the Shach says, K'vadumish Kin Amad Abar, and the Minhag HaOlam is not to be Machmar to do like this, do these B'dikas, these three B'dikas of the Rif, or rather do like the Shach to make it entirely. The Teres HaShlomim is a big achron on the bottom of the page, Shulchan Aruch. He actually is machmer and says one should do the bedikus, but he says, "V'mokum shenogul lahakol, the place where the minhag is to make him, ain lahachmer, one should not be machmer." So if an individual wants to be machmer for himself, that'll be one thing. But the paskin, and to encourage others to be machmer, if the minhag is to make him, we definitely should not encourage people to be machmer. I think the facts are the minhag is to make him. I guess different rabbanim would know what the minhag is in their place. Someone who would want to be machmer and do these bedikas, these three bedikas, to prove that the wife is not roy machmas tashmish, and therefore they want to do the bedika shortly before and then shortly after tashmish on three different occasions. They would, even if they were newly married, they wanted to try it out and do these bedikas. They should first wait until they know there's no dam basulim left, because very often what happens is that the bir rishona you get dam basulim, and then they become aser, and then a few weeks later they're together again, and again they find dam basulim, and it can happen a couple could be married even for a few months, and then they find dam afterwards, and they go scared it's Roya Machmas Tashmish, and really they go to a bedekas, to a firm nurse or doctor knows how to check inside, and they see inside that it's really, there's just more dam basulim that for some reason didn't come out till now. So we would say that somebody wants to be machmish and wait till they're married between 3 and 6 months just to prove there's no dam basulim. If during this time they already achieved the pregnancy, there's no reason whatsoever to do these bedikas, because at that point she's misulekas damim. We don't anticipate that she's going to see dam anyway, so you're not proving anything by doing these bedikas. It's not going to prove that later in life she's not going to see machmas tashmish. There's no reason to do it. Even those who say that until 3 months of the pregnancy, it's not considered mislekas damim, like we spoke about in the shir and daf tes. But in terms of this halacha, everyone agree that once it begins the pregnancy, there's no reason to do these bedikas. And after she gives birth, also call it that she's nursing and she's not seeing dam. There's no reason to do these bedikas. There's no reason to anticipate that she would see at all. And in fact, in terms of this chumrah, we could say that until 24 months after the birth, until the baby's 2 years old, there'll be no reason to do these bedikas. No reason to be afraid she's going to see machmas tashmish. Very often, by the time the baby's 2 years old, there's already another pregnancy. So that's not negeah. So a couple go through many years of married life without having any opportunity to be machmer to do these bedikas. If somebody does have the circumstance that they could be machmer and they want to be machmer and do the bedika, the three bedikas of the Shittas Arif, Varamban, Vamachaber, to check 3 times before and after to see if she's Roy Machmas Tashmish, they have the opportunity, means that they're married for a few months already and they know there's no potential for Dam Basulim, and they also know it's not during a pregnancy and that she didn't give birth to a baby within the past 2 years. They should make sure to do it, like a Trumas Neshan says, close to the time of the vest. Close to the time of the vest, because then the bedikah proves something. If they do it on the mikvah night or shortly thereafter, when there's no tzad that she's going to see dam at that point, biologically, they're not proving anything. Trumas Neshan explains that the whole bedikahs of the Rif is similar to the bedikahs of the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam, and the Rosh says that we have to be chosh for Rabbeinu Hananel, that when it gets towards the end of the month, the danger zone of the month, but earlier in the month, it doesn't prove anything to this bedikahs. So there's no point in doing it until the end of the month. By the end of the month, many people wouldn't want to be machmer anymore, because they know they're really getting into a danger zone that could be a period is about to begin and there is some dam there. And it's not really machmas tashrish, like we know now. Nowadays are the facts. If somebody does want to do this bedikah and they are willing to do it at that point in the month, they should speak to their rov first, but it's possible that they'll get a psak that they can make like the Chavos Das shita, and the Chavos Das says that such a bedikah, since she really has a cheskas taira, she's not coming to prove that she's tar, she's not doing hefsek taira or zayin akiyim. On the contrary, she's tar and she's trying to prove that she's not becoming tameh. So the Chavos Das says that for this bedikah, one does not have to do a full-fledged bedikah b'chur v'stalkim. She does not have to put the bedikah cloth all the way in and rotate it and twist it inside. Rather, she could just put the bedikah cloth by the entrance to oisim alkom, by the entrance to that part of her body, leave it there for a few seconds, and then take it away to see if there's any dam on it. And this will be done before Tashmish, then again after Tashmish, on 3 different instances to prove that she's not Roya Machmas Tashmish. So again, the Ikra Halacha definitely would seem to be like the Shach, and the Minhag Olam is like that, that one's not mechuyav to do these bedikas altogether, and the Siman Shulchan Aruch is a beautiful Siman for one to learn, but does not really play much of a role, Halach L'maisa, your day of Siman Kuf Beivav. But somebody wants the Machmer, should speak to their Rav before they do it. They might be advised not to do it, or they might be advised yet to do it, but in any case, they should make sure only to do it at the point in time that they know there's no potential for Dam Basulim, that's not during a pregnancy, that she's long enough after birth that she's no longer Mesulakas Dam from the birth, potentially up to 24 months. They should make sure that it's the right time of the month that biologically she stands a chance of seeing at that point. And they should also get a psak if they should be going all the way in and doing a full-fledged bedikah, or just putting the cloth by the Malkum Erev itself, just a little bit inside, leaving it there for a few seconds and taking it out to see if there's any dam. If there'll be any dam on the bedikah cloth, she'll certainly become a full-fledged nida, and they should ask a shiloh to find out if there's any real concern or very machmas tashmish. We should all be zeichem as Hashem to be nitzol, that no one should ever have any of these shilohs of very machmas tashmish halacha l'maisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.